At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a shh. Silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
Haney. All right, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go there and check it out, my website. Got some good Christmas deals on there, and you can also find out information about getting a golf lesson from me. Maybe a little Christmas gift certificate for somebody for a golf lesson for me at my studio in Paradise Valley, Arizona. Weather's great here, by the way. Weather's great. All right. I'm watching the Capital One, the match, the big match. This is this whole deal that started with the Tiger Phil match, and it's continued on. And my friend BZ is the one that is the puts this thing on. He produces this, and I love it. You know, people have various opinions about the match, but I like the match. As a matter of fact, I like watching any kind of golf. I like watching PGA Tour. I like watching LIV Golf. I like watching the match. It kind of makes me think, you know, how many people do you really need playing for it to be compelling golf to watch? You know, back in the day, they had the Shell's Wonderful World of Golf. I don't know how many people remember that, but I'm old enough to remember that. Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, actually one of the greatest matches ever played, one of the greatest rounds of golf ever played. Hit like every fairway, every green, every par five and two. Or reachable par 5 and 2. Ben Hogan played Sam Snead at Houston Country Club. I'll never forget it. I watched that match like hundreds of times watching those two swing the golf club. But I love watching the match. So they've got the big match, 12 holes, which I like. You know, it makes you kind of makes you think how many holes should there be in golf. And I've said this many times. If golf was invented today, it would be 12 holes. Absolutely 100% guaranteed if golf was invented today, it would be 12 holes. It would take a third less time. It would be less expensive because it wouldn't take as much land to build a golf course. You have a third less land, a third less water to take care of the golf course, third less maintenance. I mean, it would. And 12 holes is just about absolutely perfect. You know, you play nine holes. You know, the whole USGA's got that just play nine thing. You play nine holes and you feel like you were just getting started. It's just not quite enough. But 12 holes, I think, is absolutely perfect. So it's really, I think it's pretty cool that they did this match and they went to 12 holes. You know, when they first started, it was 18 holes. The thing drug on forever. And 12 holes is just a, it's just a good number. I mean, that I think is outside the box thinking that is good, that golf needs more of that. And of course, they're playing this match, the Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, and Jordan Spieth. And they are playing JT, Jordan Spieth, against Rory and Tiger. They're calling Tiger the GOAT in this match. When they did the introductions, they introduced him as the GOAT. But they're playing under the lights, which is another innovation. Now, it's not like it's never been done before. Tiger did it, I think, way back in the day. He played a match against, I think it was David Duval. They played under the lights, at least a few holes under the lights. This whole thing is under the lights. I think that during that match, they lit up the last three holes. They played the last three. This is all the holes lit up. Another cool feature and great weekend for it. You know, Saturday night, no football going on. The only football game that was played was the Army Navy game, which was a great game, by the way. I watched the whole thing. I mean, I think they couldn't score, but it was still compelling. It was fun to watch. I love watching the Army Navy game. But anyway, back to the golf. The match, I love it. And it just makes you wonder, like I said, how many holes does golf need to be? It doesn't absolutely have to be during the daytime. 12 holes is enough. Nighttime is okay. How many announcers do you really need if you have good announcers? Like, they used to have this thing cluttered up with so many announcers. There were announcers all over the place. Now they got rid of them all. They just got Trevor Immelman, the head guy announcing, and then they've got Charles Barkley. And, you know, Charles is great. He loves golf. He's the everyman, you know, golfer. He's asking Trevor Immelman questions and, you know, giving his funny insights like he does. And I think it's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. And so I'm going to give you my little, you know, kind of recap of this thing and I'm recording as I'm watching it here. So I'm telling you, like, what I, you know, what my thoughts are going through. First off, you got to go with Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth because they're such a great combination together. And, you know, I mean, you got two guys playing against Rory and Tiger. And even though Tiger is, you know, the greatness of Tiger Woods, the GOAT, as they're calling him on the telecast, you know, he says he hasn't played. He hasn't played for, hadn't hit a ball in 2 weeks since he got the plantar fasciitis on his right foot. And I saw that tweet by Bob Herrick, and I tweeted back. I said, "Hey, Bob, I got some oceanfront property in Arizona to sell you." Seriously, he's coming on national TV, playing a match with the number one player in the world, Rory McIlroy, and two of his other peers. Now, granted, they all look up to him, but he doesn't want to go out there and slash around. I mean, there is, come on, you really believe he hasn't hit a ball? Not one ball? Not one. What was he doing down there in the Bahamas? He hadn't hit one ball. You got to take it all with the grain of salt. I expect Tiger to certainly be able to hit the ball. He said, "I have all the shots." That's what he's been saying. They get on the set. So we're gonna see. So my first thought, they get on the first tee, and I look at, and of course I'm always interested in seeing how Tiger swings and how he's swinging and what he's going with and what he's, you know, potentially what he's thinking about. I can kind of tell by when he takes his practice swings sometimes, but also just by looking at, you know, just one swing will give, it kind of gives me an opinion of what he might be going with. And I see him set up on the first tee, and the ball looks like it's like way, way forward in his stance, and his left foot is toed out quite a bit. Okay, so ball forward in your stance, left foot toed out. That means it's going to be easier for you to turn through the shot. Ball forward in the stance favors a cut shot, and you know, I'm thinking, okay, I wonder what he's going with there. He must be going with some kind of a cut. And then he hits his ball off the first tee pretty good drive, and you know, hits it down there. Rory blocks it a little to the right. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth both hit it down there in front of the green. Jordan Spieth hits a nice little pitch that comes up about eight feet short. Maybe Justin Thomas chips it in there like, you know, gimme. Easier shot for Justin Thomas because now he saw the speed of the green from Jordan Spieth. And, you know, I mean, he might have left his shot 8 feet short, except he got to watch Jordan Spieth. So one lesson there is whenever you're playing with people, you know, I'm assuming everybody that's listening to this podcast wants to get better at golf. When you play with your playing partners, you watch them putt, you watch them hit, you play a little game in your mind when somebody hits a putt, like they hit a putt and you think, as soon as they hit it, you want to think, is that the right speed? Or is that too hard? Or is that too soft? And if you watch somebody putt, and as soon as they hit the putt, you say, ooh, that's too hard. And then it ends up being the right distance. You know in your mind, okay, this green is slower than I thought it was. Or if you see somebody hit a putt and you think, oh, that looks perfect. And it ends up rolling 4 feet by. I think, whoa, this green is faster than I thought it was in my mind. So I have to adjust accordingly. Okay, so that's what Justin Thomas got to do after Jordan Spieth hit that little pitch shot, and it came up just a little bit short. Of course, it's nighttime, so the grass gets wetter, and you know it's going to be a slower. Maybe they did play a practice round, maybe they didn't. I don't know. Who knows? If they did, most likely they didn't play at night. I mean, they might have. You never know. But at night, the green's going to be a little slower because the moisture level is going to go up on the green, and that might account for leaving something short. Tiger hits a pitch shot up, a good pitch, and he has to make about a 5 footer. First off, he looks big. I mean, he's been lifting weights. His arms are so big. He loves working out. He loves working out in the gym. It makes me think back to when he had his knee operated on. And Dr. Rosenberg told him, he was his doctor from Park City, Utah, you know, famous knee surgeon, and he did the ACL and operated on Tiger when he cleaned his knee out and even before the ACL. But he's the one that did the operation. He told him, he said, you need to be like 175 to 180 pounds. That's your bone structure. Tiger has, you know, thin ankles, thin calves, thin fingers. You know, he doesn't have small hands, but his fingers are thin. He's built like a thoroughbred racehorse. He's not built like a mule. But when you look at him, and you look at what he's done with those arms, I mean, he looks like a linebacker. I mean, not a defensive back, a linebacker. But the lower body doesn't, you know, obviously doesn't match that. He, you know, he's never had, even before the injuries, he's never had big calves. It's just something that just strikes me. I mean, he loves working out. He loves that look. He loves popping out of that shirt. And he definitely is. I mean, he looks, he hasn't been lacking for time in the gym. That is for absolute sure. So anyway, they end up, you know, tie in the first hole, but then after that, the thing got sideways pretty quick. Tiger hits a drive off number two, and I think it's a big old slice, which I'm thinking the ball's so far forward in his stance. Club's actually a little across the line at the top of the swing. Not a great matchup for ball forward in the stance, but club across the line at the top generally would cause you to hook. Ball forward in the stance, now you got to go through and get it. And his finish looks like it's a little – there's a little like right shoulder really coming through the shot, kind of a little Jimmy Ballard kind of look finish through the ball. Jimmy Ballard from instructor from back in the day it's a more level turn through. It's an easier finish on your back for sure versus the reverse C. That's kind of one of the things you'll get with when you've got the ball forward. So anyway, hits a big old, you know, big cut on the second hole. Ends up being okay, but the big cut on the second hole. And I think, yeah, he does have, you know, because he's been saying, I got all the shots, right? I mean, yeah, he definitely does have all the shots. That was a big one right there. That was a big old big old slice, but his distance, his speed, ball speed is up. It looks like he's spinning the ball a little bit. It's maybe not going quite as far as the other guys because of the spin rate, but that's what you're going to get when you got the ball that far forward in the stance. But he can find it, and you know that's obviously one of the things. If Tiger can you know always find that driver, then he's probably going to be able to play pretty decent. But you know, these guys were a little outmatched here for sure, no doubt about it. I mean, when Justin Thomas drains like a 30 footer on the first hole, after all of them, Tiger, I don't know what he did on his second shot, maybe some kind of fat something. That was like a 9-iron, it looked like. Jordan Spieth's got a wedge, it looked like, hits it in the bunker. Great bunker shot, but they hit it in the bunker with a wedge. Rory has got a wedge, hits it like 40 feet by the hole. Justin Thomas hits it one arm, zit, and 30 feet left hole, drains the putt. And after that, it was just like they're off to the races. But a couple thoughts there. And sometimes you listen on golf on TV, and guys will have that shot, and the announcer will say, if he doesn't get this inside of 10 feet, he'll be disappointed. well, that may be true, okay? But the average from like 100 yards is like 18 feet on the PGA Tour. And you listen to golf announcers, they make it sound like these guys drop it inside of 10 feet all the time. Well, if they did, why are they averaging 18 feet? So that's just simply not the case. I mean, golf's a hard game. You'll hit shots closer to the hole with your wedges, but it doesn't mean you're automatically going to hit it close to the hole. But for all the talk about having all the shots, you know, the pros, they don't always have all the shots. But one thing they do have is they have great recovery shots, and they have enough great shots to play great, and their bad shots are not that bad. So if your bad shots are not that bad, in other words, findable. I mean, like I always say, two kinds of drives, findable and not findable. If your bad shots are findable and you have good recovery shots, you know, generally speaking, that means you've got a good short game. You know what? You can play pretty darn good golf. So they get on the third hole this match, and Jordan Spieth hits a good shot in there. Justin Thomas hits a good shot in there. Rory hits it outside of Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth, and just about on the same line. So now I'm thinking, okay, that's tough right there, because now Tiger hits it in the bunker. And so far, you know, the first hole, you could just drive it down there and chip it on. So that's kind of nothing. And then the second hole, Tiger hit the fat second shot, and then hit the bunker on the third hole. not great so far for him. You know, it's no big deal. He hasn't played. I get it. He's rusty. He's had plantar fasciitis. It's just the whole thing. It's just that he is Tiger Woods. And I'm on record as saying I still think there's another win in there somewhere. So I just kind of like to see, you know, I mean, is that a possibility? You know, everybody that makes predictions like to see them come true. I always think, is that a possibility? And, you know, you never know. I mean, it's just I like his comment when he said, you know, maybe I can catch lightning in a bottle. He said, if I get in contention, I think I'll know what to do. And that's what I believe too. But anyway, okay, back to the match, the third hole. So as soon as you got two balls inside of another one on the same line, it's like, and the greens are perfect. They're as smooth as you can get. I mean, it's nighttime. Probably nobody's played on the course all day unless those guys went out and played a few holes themselves. But basically nobody's putted on the greens. And they look smooth as can be. And even with that little dew on the ground, they almost putt smoother at night. So you got Rory putts. He misses it on the low side. And then Justin Thomas putts, he missed it. And so two people have shown Jordan Spieth the line. And to hit a putt and make it, you got to hit the right speed, the right line. Well, when somebody reads it for you or putts before you, it's kind of like when you're playing a scramble. They show you the line. Everybody putting before you shows you the line. They show you the speed. I mean, Jordan Spieth's not going to miss too often from 10 feet on perfectly smooth greens with two people showing him the line and the speed before he putts. And there you go, two up after two and or two up after three. And they're only playing 12 holes. So it's not looking good already. All right, then they had the fourth hole, the one club challenge. That was fun, watching the guys play one hole, one club. Got to pick your club. Can't pick the same club as somebody else picked. And I guess Spieth got the first pick, and he picked 4-iron because he thought, okay, 4-iron will be perfect to get me there, and then I'll putt with the 4-iron. And then the next pick, I don't know who picked second, but nobody else could pick a 4-iron. So Rory picked the 3-iron because the 4-iron wasn't available, and he's thinking the same thing. 3-iron will get me there. And then Justin Thomas picked the 5-wood because he's thinking, I'll take a little something off 2 5-woods, and I could maybe hit it the same distance as 2 4-irons. I think Spieth mishit his first shot, so he kind of misjudged what that it was going to take 2 4-irons. I don't think he could get 2 4-irons there. So he ended up hit a bad first 4-iron, and then the second one was way short. Well, Tiger had to pick last, so you know, he didn't have anything left to pick. And the only thing he had left to pick was a 5-iron, so he's thinking, all right, if I take a 5-iron, the only chance I can get it there is hit a big, huge hook, which, by the way, is one of the ways you get more distance, because when you hook the ball, it's going to spin less, it's going to roll farther. And he's thinking, I can chase a little rolling shot up there, except it's nighttime and the grass is pretty wet and the ball wasn't really rolling very far. But he hit this beautiful hook. He can sling that thing so big with the hook. I remember when we used to stand on the driving range at Isleworth, and he would be messing around hitting shots. And of course, the power that he has was incredible. So when you're powerful and if you can hit a 5-iron 230 yards, well, obviously you can hook it a lot more than somebody that can hit a 5-iron 180 yards. But he used to hit these hooks that just be like, I mean, like 100 yards of hook. And he hit one of those. He's kind of showing off when he did it. And he hit one of those big hooks off that tee on number four. That was a pretty cool shot. And then, but he's got five iron. He didn't have enough to get it there. Not under those conditions. So he left it short. And Justin Thomas hits it over the green. He gets lucky. Ball hits a cart. And now he's kind of got a little chip putt with a 5-wood, which, you know, that's a club sometimes people use to chip off the greens with. It really lets the ball roll good. He rolls it up there like 4 feet and boom, next thing you know, Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are three up, and the thing's kind of over before it started. But Charles Barkley had the great comment there when on the next hole, the par three, they hit it in there, and Rory's got a chance to win the hole, and he misses a putt. And Charles Barkley goes, he said, "Oh man, we really needed that, because we got to make this thing go 12 holes." Because he said, "We got another 795 commercials to show." Pretty good lines. One of the reasons Charles is he's the absolute best. Incredible. When I like watching golf better when Charles Barkley is announcing than when I have to listen to these other announcers. I mean, it's just the oh my God. It's just how they just sugarcoat everything, and everything is great and this and that. And it's just, oh my God, it's just throwing bouquets at everything. It drives me crazy. I like the announcing better on the match than on golf telecast. Okay, so that's my thought. Anyway, I love the match. I thought it was great. You know, watch the whole thing. Can't wait to see what's next. I don't know what is going to be next, so they'll come up with something, though. I guarantee they already got some ideas. And by the way, they raised $2 million for charity. Don't think these guys didn't make a lot of money doing this. And don't think Tiger didn't make the most amount of money, and which he should, because he's the one that's driving the boat. There's no two ways about that. So these matches are fun, and they're great, and they're great for golf. And it was interesting. Tiger said, "Growing the game," and or one of them did, either Tiger or Rory, when they got interviewed at the start of the match, they said, "Yeah, well, hopefully we're growing the game in a different way." Oh. Wow, that's interesting comment. Growing the game, huh? Wow, where have I heard that before? Anyway, growing the game, yeah. Well, you know what? Anything that gets people to watch golf is growing the game. More people watch golf when Tiger, it doesn't matter what Tiger's doing. Now, I don't know how thrilled he is about going out there and not playing good. I don't think, you know, losing, I don't think that's like, you know, it's a little 12-hole match with a partner. That's not big, but he doesn't want to hit terrible shots. They hit a few good ones, but I wonder how many of these he'd do. I guess that's a real question, because they kind of need him. I mean, you throw Rory out there. I thought Spieth was good. Justin Thomas is pretty good in these things. But who's going to be your fourth? It's got to be a PGA Tour player, because this is PGA Tour kind of sanctioned thing. You know, they got their hands in this deal. And so who's your fourth going to be? Who's the fourth? Find me a fourth. You can't, you know what? There isn't one. I mean, who are you going to put? You know, Scottie Scheffler's a great guy. He comes across good on TV. I don't know if people, you know, want to watch him or what. Anyway, who's going to be their fourth? They got to, you know, they kind of need Tiger. That's what they kind of need. Now, on the telecast, I want to get back to what they were saying at the start of that. They were calling Tiger the GOAT. I thought Jack Nicklaus was a GOAT. I mean, I've always said, you know, forever, I've said, I don't think anybody's ever played better golf than Tiger Woods. In my mind, no doubt about it. And if you look at all the records, you know, the cut streak, the major wins, the tour victories, the blowout tour victories, the blowout major championship wins. You know, you factor everything in there, the domination of the, you know, fields. You put all that stuff in there, and I think Tiger is the GOAT. Greatest of all time. But the way they've always measured is by major championships. When they do it and they look at major championships, and that's the way you figure out who's the GOAT, it's always been Jack Nicklaus. You know, that's the deal. And 18 majors. And he's been the one. But all of a sudden, now they're calling Tiger the GOAT. You know what? Is there possible to have two GOATs? I don't know. Maybe there is. You know? But I think people who play the game, it's pretty obvious. But see, these guys didn't play against Jack. They didn't see Jack in his prime. They didn't play against him. But it's obvious to Rory and Jordan Spieth and you know, Justin Thomas and everybody who plays the game today, it's obvious to those people that Tiger is the GOAT. But for people in you know, that played back when, a lot of those people think Jack Nicklaus is a GOAT. My opinion, I'll go Tiger. But I got to give Jack Nicklaus his due, because the way we've always measured it in major championships is the GOAT is the one with the most majors. You know, that's always been the way it's been. So I guess we got two GOATs in golf. But that was pretty good. I liked it. I like watching the match. I hope they do more of them. Anything that's golf on TV, I like. And you know what? I agree with what they were saying. I think things like this do grow the game of golf. No doubt about it. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And I will talk to you soon on the Hank Any Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.